Kia ora, tena koutou katoa. Welcome to Emerin's Podcast, episode 390. Today is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. If I keep to this weekly schedule, in a mere 10 weeks, we will get to episode 400 of the Emerin's Podcast, which is no particular big deal. But, you know, there have been plenty of times over the years where I thought that was an impossibility, so there's that. Last time I was talking about my frustration with my Ethernet network, and there have been some developments about that, and they've actually been quite good ones. The story begins, I think, on Thursday, or maybe Friday, but Thursday, maybe, where I decided I was going to don my mountaineering gear and climb on top of everything to get the other Ethernet switch off of the top of the shelves where I'd put it a couple years ago, nearly. And I didn't actually have to climb over anything, but I did have to move stuff out of the way. And among those was a small box I found, and it had cables and things in it. And I thought, well, what's in this? So I'm always on the lookout for extra Ethernet cables, as it happens. And so I looked in the box, and I found Nigel's multimeter, which was a pretty awesome thing. And ultimately, I used it to test the power supply for the old switch, the one I had been using. And it did seem to show that the Ethernet switch was faulty because it had roughly half the voltage that the switch supposedly needs. Now, that doesn't prove that it is faulty, that this supply is faulty, or that this switch is faulty. I still have to do more testing. And the ideal way to do that would be if I had an appropriate power adapter, a compatible power adapter. And I don't at the moment. And so I'm sort of stalled with that. I can't do any more checking of the switch I was using or of the adapter for that matter. So I decided next I was going to try to find the tips for the adjustable voltage power adapter that I've got. And I thought they were in my office and I thought I knew where they were. So I went in there and I started looking and I didn't find them, but I did find a meter for testing cables. And that's important for one thing, to make sure that any Ethernet cables I've got are good, because some of them I've got no idea where they came from. Nigel may have made some of them, and they may or may not be good. So, and I also wanted to test the one particular wall outlet for the network that I thought some months ago was faulty, but may not have been. I didn't know. So I did that. I tested that port or outlet or whatever you call it, and it was fine. And the reason that's significant, I can't remember if I mentioned this last time, but the reason that's significant is that some weeks ago, maybe even months now, the alarm was plugged into that. The base unit for the alarm system was plugged into that port, and it would fail intermittently. And I thought that the port itself was faulty, that maybe the wires were loose or something like that. But I didn't have time to deal with it, so I just plugged it into a different port elsewhere, and it was fine. It's been fine up until the switch broke or whatever it did. And so when I tested it and found out that it was actually good, that the wiring in the walls was actually good, that meant that either the Ethernet switch had a port that failed or the whole device was failing. That was just an early sign of it. And I don't know which it is. So at the moment, I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. I'll come back to that. So the next thing I did was I took the VoIP, V-O-I-P, interface unit and the base unit from my phone and put it in the garage and plugged it into the Wi-Fi router, which has four data ports in the back of it. It basically works like a small Ethernet switch. And the phone was restored, and I rang my mother-in-law to tell her, because she's, as I said last time, she's pretty much the only one who ever rings me on that number. And so that was good. Got that all sorted. And then I thought about it, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, the switch, which isn't working, it's not even turned on, it's not even plugged in, is still plugged into the back of the Wi-Fi router. Why don't I run a patch cord from the router to the distribution point for the network outlet behind my television? And that's what I did. And now I can use my Apple TV again because it can again connect to the internet. So that was really good. And then I thought, this is probably Friday by that point, maybe even Saturday. And I thought to myself, hang on a minute. If I do that, why don't I also plug my office in that way? And I did. And so now my computer is on a wired network instead of Wi-Fi. And last week, when I uploaded last week's episode, I had to use the Wi-Fi to do that. And because that was on Wednesday. And it was actually remarkably fast. I mean, in the old days, I had wired networks that were slower than that. So I was really pleased with that. And although it is much faster on the wired network. So I did that basically because I could. But that gets me back to the alarm base unit. It's been sitting on the end of my kitchen bench ever since I thought, you know, I tried to get it going again and I plugged it in there and it was fine until the switch broke, the Ethernet switch, and or whatever it did. And so now I decide what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that wall port and connect that to the Wi-Fi router so I can move the alarm back over there and get my kitchen bench space back. And now you might be thinking to yourself, well, do you need an Ethernet switch at all? Because that did occur to me. And technically, I could probably get by with just a desktop switch, which are really inexpensive. I've got one in my office and actually one behind the TV, just so that I don't have to keep plugging in and unplugging devices. They're not all in use simultaneously, necessarily. So I could, except that in the house, I have 8 outlets or whatever you call it for the network. There are 2 behind the television in the living area and 1 at the other end of the room where there's also an aerial connection. And that's where the alarm was. And there is 1 in each of the 2 bedrooms, the guest room and my office, and another 2 behind the TV in the master bedroom. So I would need a minimum of 8 ports. The device I had, well, actually it's more than that because you have to have 1 for input. 1 or 2 for input. And so, yeah, that's an 8-port one. I haven't actually seen any here. That doesn't mean they don't exist. But the 16-port that I've got will be more than enough, just as the 16-port one I had was more than enough too. But I have to find the power cord for it. And I don't know where that is exactly. I think I know where it could be. But I have to clear out a lot of stuff in front of the shelves in order to be able to get to that box. But that's no guarantee either. And so we'll see. I don't know what's going to come of that. But the bottom line is that although the file servers aren't connected to the network at the moment, I could do that if I really needed to, or I could just bring them into my office and connect them directly. But yeah, that's part still a work in progress. But because of the modifications I made, I have the most important parts up and running again. I've got my office connected, and I've got my Apple TV and all the other audio-video devices in there connected again, and so they can all do their bits and pieces. And, of course, the Wi-Fi network was never affected, and so that's all good, too. So that's how that story ends. Well, it hasn't ended yet, but... It is at least making progress, and that's the important part, I guess. So, a couple other things related to networks I wanted to mention. The first is that I am on Threads. I haven't posted anything there. I've forgotten what they call it when you post something on Threads. They have a name for it. I don't remember. I haven't closed my Twitter accounts yet, partly because I have to make sure that none of my devices log into it. I don't think they do. Because if you close a Twitter account and one of your devices logs into it, then it will reactivate your account. So I want to be careful about that. And I'm also lazy. I haven't gotten around to it. It's not that important, to be fair. So I'm on Threads. And it's the same username as on Instagram, which is not a surprise, which is Arthur_Amarins. It's all lowercase. I don't know if that matters, but it is. So where do I start? I didn't know exactly how to get onto Threads at first. And I knew there was an app. So I went and I clicked to download it from the App Store. And it said that there... was a wait. No, they said it was going to be released the next day or something like that. So I downloaded it the next day when it was actually available, and it was painless and easy to do. It just imported my Instagram contacts and so on, and it started populating it, or whatever they call it, with people who were already on Threads. But that didn't actually start for a little while. It didn't start immediately. And I went over, and I was clicking around just to, you know, have a look and see what it was all about and all that sort of thing. And I looked at my followers on Threads, and I had one follower, and that was Grayson, who has featured on this podcast a few times recently. And so that was fun, because I found out about Threads through him on Facebook. And I didn't recognize the symbol at the point because I hadn't seen it. And speaking of the symbol for Threads, has anybody else noticed or heard or whatever about how some right-wingers in America have said that it's a six and it's an indication that Threads is demonic because of 666, even though there's only one six in the logo? But, you know, logic is never one of their strong suits. So I am on Threads, and if you are too, and you don't already, we're not already following each other, just go ahead and follow me. And I always follow back because my Instagram is public and I don't have any intention of making my Threads unpublic or whatever, unless something goes awry. But anyway, so feel free to do that. But I don't check it all that often anymore, so it might take me a while to follow you back. Don't be offended by that. It's just, I'm slow. And as I said before, I haven't posted anything to it yet. So who knows? I may not even be at all interesting. But we can be friends. But it also reminds me of something else related to networks, social networks of a sort, that always amuses me. And that is Apple Watch. Nigel gave me his first Apple Watch. It must have been like 2016, right after my stent, because we felt I needed to monitor or be able to monitor my heart rate, because that was when my atrial fibrillation was starting. Actually, at that point, it was just tachycardia was starting to appear, and we needed to know if I was in tachycardia. And so that was, it was very nice of him. He wasn't really using it anyway, and he had a fancy Tissot watch that he preferred at that time. He later got another Apple Watch, a newer one. Anyway, so I have this Apple Watch, and because I have an Apple Watch, I've forgotten what they call it, something like Follow or whatever, people who also have Apple Watches. And I used to have a few people, but there's two that I have been connected to for years, years and years. One of them is Paul from Archer Radio podcast, and the other is Scotty, who used to do the Little Lazy Battler podcast. And so what happens is that depending on the time of year and what time I get up, when I get up in the morning and I put my watch on, I get two notifications. One is that Paul has closed all his rings, and the other is that Scotty's just finished a workout, because depending on the time of year, he's probably had his morning walk or whatever he does, and Paul has done whatever he's been doing all day. And then later in the day, I will get a notification that this is toward the end of the day before I go to bed. I'll get another notification that Scotty has closed all his rings and that Paul has finished a workout. So it's like my days are bookended by my bloody Apple Watch. But it always strikes me as funny when, especially the morning one, because I'm just starting to wake up. I put my watch on and then I get these alerts that these people are really active and getting stuff done. And I'm like, I just woke up. I know, I'm amused. I'm easily amused and by the smallest things. But that's it for today. It's just a little catch up today. And we'll see what I've got, some irons in the fire for topics I expect to be covering the next few weeks. But we'll see how we go, or how I go. But that's it for today. I will talk to you soon. Kakete ano. Bye.
You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Amarin's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amarins@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.